Dr. Anton Meiberg to join us this morning just for a quick update, because I keep seeing articles around the fact that there are reinfections of COVID-19, and a recent article now saying that the Netherlands have just recorded another 4 cases where they are saying these are definitely reinfections. I know that that I've spoken about it with Anton Meiberg a number of times, but I wanted to hear from him. Anton Meiberg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? You're 100% correct. There's definitely new cases of what we're calling reinfection. The first case was in Hong Kong, where a gentleman was infected, they say 142 days after his first infection, and they call them 2 different strains. So it's not a mutation, but it's a different strain, because the first infection he picked up in Hong Kong, and the second one was after travel to Europe. He went to Spain, he got a completely different strain of the actual virus, and they picked this up on something called genomic sequencing, where they actually sequenced the virus in the lab, and so there were different types of nucleotides, which is different types of proteins on the actual virus, that show that it's a reinfection.
So they know for sure it is, because I know initially when you and I spoke, there was some confusion as to really whether the first tests were positive that people had, and then the second time when they got it, if it was the second time, but now it's pretty clear.
I think that's why it's so newsworthy, because they've got a definitive strain on the first one and a definitive strain on the second one, where they've actually got the nucleotides on the actual genome of the sequence of the virus to show that there are still real infections, but they're different times, 142 days later.
Does it mean, because it's a different strain, could that be the reason that people are reinfected? Or is it just, this just a way of simply identifying for certain that it's a reinfection?
Look, we don't know these things. We've always said that you've got to be very careful, even if you do get infected, because you don't know what the potential is down the line. You know, if the antibodies wane, or if you've got an adequate T-cell response to fight off the infection, and can you make other people sick, or can other people make you sick? We don't know these answers yet, and that's why we're saying, even if you have had COVID-19, you still are potentially able to get it again, and you still can transmit it to other people, so you've got to be very careful.
Last question is, I know that these numbers are limited, so there's only a handful of cases where they are absolutely certain that people are reinfected, but is there any information around the time that it took for them to get reinfected? In other words, how long our antibodies last?
So we've been postulating that the antibodies last about 3 months at a maximum. We're still working out the whole T-cell response to this, but it looks like about 3 months that the antibodies last. We don't know for sure. It depends on the degree of affectation, if you get a mild or asymptomatic infection, or if you get a severe infection. And we think that the more severe the infection, hopefully the longer the antibodies will last. And this has got a lot to do with the vaccine that's going to be in development, because it just shows that if the antibodies do wane, you'll need a booster vaccine, which is what we thought from the beginning.
Right. So your advice actually hasn't changed then at all. This information just really confirms what you already suspected.
Look, you've got to understand the labs are specifically testing for different strains or different nucleotides on the virus in these cases. So it could be more prominent than we know, because the labs aren't specifically testing for this type of thing, unless they actually start testing, which I don't think is necessary at this point in time. I don't think it's a cause for major alarm, but I do think it's a cause for concern, and we need to just be concerned about it and just be aware of it.
All right, and that means continue with all the advice that you have
been giving. Continue with your
vigilance,
yeah.
Social distancing, don't have meetings, try and be as outdoors, take the opportunity of being outdoors, make sure that you're continually sanitizing.
And wear your mask.
And just wear your masks. Oh, a number of people have asked us, now that I've got you here, about those masks with the valves.
Yeah. So as far as I'm concerned, they're absolutely useless. They only protect you. They don't protect other people. So preferably do not use those masks.
And for example, a few people have asked if the schools allow teachers to wear them, we should mention it to the school that in fact these are not the masks that they should be wearing.
A three-layered mask or a cloth mask or a surgical mask, but prefer you not to wear those masks with the valves, because it's a filter to get your air out into the environment and doesn't protect the people around you.
Dr. Anton Meiberg, thank you for making yourself so available and speaking to us at such short notice, but these things are important. Have a fantastic day.